This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Run.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Monday, January 18th, 2021, and I have an important video to share with you that has nothing to do with the presidential inauguration, nothing to do with COVID-19, and nothing to do with the Capitol riot. So if you have interest in things other than that, you might enjoy this video. Before we go any further, though, I want to remind you guys to visit my website. It is called theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com. It's the place I've been broadcasting my content for the last 8 or 9 years now, and you can download my books for free. You can watch our documentaries for free. You can listen to several of our podcasts from our team here at the Conscious Resistance Network. You can also follow us on Float, on Minds, on Hive. You can join our text list. You can join our Telegram channel. And I highly recommend you follow me elsewhere other than Facebook, because if you guys haven't noticed, over the last 4 years, the social media crackdown has grown and it's only getting worse. Now they're talking about targeting Telegram. They're going after Minds. Eventually, they're going to try to even take down the decentralized networks. But you might as well follow me there while you can, so you can stop supporting Facebook. Follow us on Library, follow us on BitChute, support us on Patreon if you want to do so. So today is, I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. You know, I have some topics I want to explore today that I have explored somewhat in different ways in my work, but not explicitly. First off, for those who are not aware of the work of my friend Mark Passio, who is soon going to be launching his own network that I'm going to be a part of. Shout out to that. His network is called the One Great Work Network. If you've heard Mark's talks about the esoteric, the occult, about symbolism, about secret societies, so many, many important topics that Mark really does have an expertise in. He's not the only one who has an expertise in this area, but he definitely has a wealth of knowledge on the power of symbols, the power of the occult. And I've been meaning to do a video like this, where I'm going to dissect the difference between the occult, the difference between esoteric, the difference between satanic, because I see people, especially Christians, using these terms interchangeably as if something that is occult is satanic, or something that is occult, which just means hidden, is automatically, you know, part of the devil. And so that's going to be a separate video where I'll go deeper into that. Today, though, this little rant, this little thought experiment here is specifically about symbols and the power of symbols. Guys, symbols have mad power. Symbols do influence and affect our world. Our mind essentially interprets everything as a symbol and brings in information as symbols. Words are just symbols as, you know, sound. And that's how we communicate. So when you see corporate logos and you see the different things that they put out there, you know, a lot of people in this age and time of the internet and conspiracy research pay attention to, you know, oh, look at people, they flash the Illuminati eye, or this logo's got a pyramid on it. And I think that there is value in that. There is value in looking at the various symbols that have been fed to us, especially as it comes to pedophile symbols that more and more people have become aware of, that are kind of hidden in plain sight a lot of times in our lives. And they can be indicative of something, you know, something worth exploring. And yes, as Lynn pointed out, Bill Cooper's work on the Mystery Babylon and Freemasons is useful as well. We could talk about Manly P. Hall. I mean, this is just a whole beautiful area of research, one faction in the general conspiracy truther realm. The point here is I'm not going to deny that symbols have power. So remember that after everything I say after this point, that symbols have power. Symbols can and do influence people. And we see the use of the pyramid. We see it on the back of the dollar, and it says, you know, order out of chaos. And people think, well, that means the Illuminati, the predator class, the, you know, 1%, whatever you want to say, those are their symbols. And so when you see them, you're aware, like, oh, is that person a part of their crew? Is that person a part of their secret society? And again, that's valuable. I'm paranoid of all kinds of people. But it can go too far. And I'm continuing to see the faults of the conspiracy community. And I'm feeling less and less connected to or a part of this conspiracy community. And I would include people who think everything's fake. Every time something happens, it's fake. People who just throw the term false flag around, which I don't think they really even understand the historical meaning of that word. It's just everything, if they think it's not what they think it is, then it has to be a false flag, which is not really the definition of a false flag. And it also relates to people who see symbols everywhere. You know, I've had people take pictures of me and go draw, you know, arrows and circles and say, look, his t-shirt, see, can't you see it's actually a hidden pentagram, upside down pentagram in there. He's Illuminati, you know, and it's silly, guys. And I've ranted and raved on this a couple weeks ago, right after the Capitol, when people were taking memes and drawing circles and arrows on them and claiming that that's evidence. And, you know, maybe it can be evidence, but it's not inherently evidence. So there is just this kind of sect of people that I see within the conspiracy culture that think that every symbol is bad. They think that no matter what you do, you're a part of the Illuminati because you use this shape or that shape. And so I want to show you an example of this. You guys know that I am a part of the Freedom Cell Network. And recently we decided that we wanted a new logo for the Freedom Cell Network, mainly because it was originally a beehive looking thing. I'm going to show you now. And it wasn't reflective of what the Freedom Cell Network is. The Freedom Cell Network talks about getting groups, people in groups of eight and organizing them together to form communities. So you can see the symbol that I'm showing on screen. And for those who are watching the podcast, it's just a hexagon of hexagon of hexagons, six hexagons together. And we've used it for a long time, but we realized recently, hey, that's not even correct. We need eight. We need it to be eight. So then we decided we were going to hold a logo contest and we were going to, design a new logo. And this is when I realized how sensitive people are about logos. For one, this is nothing against Christians, but I noticed it a lot from Christians who just think that everything is that they don't understand. It's satanic, or if it looks weird, or if it has straight lines and could slightly be interpreted as a star, you know, that it has to be evil or there's some kind of hidden meaning. And so I noticed this, that when we were designing the logo, there were so many people who were sketched out by just different shapes and sizes. And this is a post that I made on Facebook yesterday. Somebody else who I don't even know who they are, but apparently they follow my work. And I want to make it clear, I'm not attacking this woman, but I just think it's silly. She shared this, the Freedom Cell Network logo, which has the hexagon and says, watch the hexagon imagery. It's fourth industrial revolution symbology. And the fourth industrial revolution is, of course, part of the Great Reset, part of the World Economic Forum. And what I wrote here is, this is the kind of silly stuff that I just dismiss without much thought. Not because symbols don't matter or don't have power, but because sometimes people get so paranoid about every symbol they see. There is literally no design that we could go with without someone saying it's offensive or it's a cult or evil or whatever. And this is the important point that I want to make today. We have the power to take symbols back from the predator class. We don't have to be beholden to the meanings that they attach. We can create our own meanings, and that, just think about that. So just because they use pyramids in this way, or because there's a hexagon, I mean, the beehives are shaped like hexagon. Snowflakes can be shaped like hexagons. Like, I mean, are we supposed to just deny nature and ignore reality just because some evil people at some point in time used it in this way? Guys, that is a victim mentality. I'm sorry to tell you that, but if you are acting that way, you're a victim. You're acting like a victim, but you're not a victim. You don't need to be a victim. The point here is that we can use symbols and say, this symbol has this meaning to us. When I use it, it has this meaning, right? So yes, the secret societies have used the pyramids, but you know, it was one of my good friends who recently told me this a couple years ago when we were making symbols for the conscious resistance, is this idea that we can take them back. So, I mean, just because they use a pyramid, does that mean that you're never going to draw a triangle again? That you're literally going to give them that much power over your life? Because somebody used a hexagon, then you can never like anything if it has a hexagon in it, or you have to be suspicious. I mean, you have to use reason. So when these people are coming at me and saying, guys, you are promoting freedom and you're telling people to decentralize and get organized in their communities and you're telling people to grow their own food and you're telling people to, you know, unplug from the systems and to opt out. And yes, some of you encourage crypto and blockchain in a decentralized way, but you use a hexagon. You're using hexagons though. I mean, you got to use critical thinking. Just because, and this woman, I believe her name's Laura, I asked her a private message to like, hey, can you explain to me why you think this is alarming or what these different words she used? And all she did was just share with me some logos from like HSBC and some other projects that I guess are tangentially related to the fourth industrial revolution and say, well, see, they're using it. So again, that just means that anybody else who uses that is part of the system. Like, it's not logical, guys. This is not really like very well thought out. And I hate to say it, but this is what I'm seeing a lot in the conspiracy community. And again, I don't feel myself a part of that community because I talk about true crime, facts, you know, documented information. Second, some people are stuck in this rabbit hole trap, this defeatist mentality, where they believe that there are no solutions, and so they might as well just talk shit to the people who are actually promoting solutions. And on a side note, outside of symbols, I think that this is in part related to this particular issue, to people who don't really understand what technocracy is. They think that any use of technology, so for example, the fact that I hold Bitcoin and that I've gone on tour and I've been sponsored by Bitcoin.com back in 2017 and 2018, all public information, and that I know that there are decentralized forms of blockchain and decentralized uses of it. But because of that, you're talking about technology. So you must be a part of the fourth industrial revolution, things like that. It's just silly, guys. Like, we have to use discernment. We have to use critical thinking. And question me all you want. Challenge me all you want. But anybody who knows me, to say that I'm controlled opposition or I'm being used and manipulated or whatever, guys, I handpicked every single speaker on the, except for a couple, but the vast majority of them, the 30 plus speakers, I handpicked them. I know them personally to some degree or have connected with them. Does that mean that I can vouch for every single thing they've ever said or ever done? No, but I have people that are attacking us right now because of the symbols on the Freedom Cell Network, people who are attacking the Greater Reset saying that, you know, we're really a co-opted movement. It's just silly, guys. Like, people are, they're aiming at us instead of trying to focus on the predator class. Like, but these guys are using hexagons. It's just silly. I'm not trying to be dismissive. Again, if you're just joining, go back to the beginning of the video where I reiterated that, yes, I know symbols have power. I encourage you to check out the work of Mark Passio, of Bill Cooper, of, you know, I've done some work on symbols and the power of them. Like, there is real information there. But some of you have gotten so stuck and so paranoid that you see it everywhere. And even those of us who are doing good things, you are assigning, you know, bad or negative things to. And the other thing about that is, you know, look, I'm not totally obviously clueless that people, that the predator class attempts to co-opt people and things like that. But you got to judge people by their actions. And anybody who knows me and my actions, you know what I'm up to and how solutions focused I am. Here's another one I just want to kind of laugh at for a second. This is an old friend of mine that's gotten so hyper paranoid about things that now thinks I'm part of the Illuminati or whatever. I don't know if you guys can see it that well. It's basically a screenshot of an old screenshot of mine from 2017 showing that I went on tour in 2017. Some of you might have been there. It was called the Decentralize Your Life Tour. And it says Bitcoin Presents. It's supposed to say Bitcoin.com because there is no Bitcoin Presents. There's no company called Bitcoin. It's decentralized. Yeah, some of you don't get that. And there's arrows pointing at it. And it's like, this is evidence or something. And then the comment says, well, these images tell a big story. And the comment back is, yep, they sure do. But you see that? Like, they find some pictures from 2017. And because I did a tour where I traveled the country, visiting 45 cities, encouraging people to grow their own food, encouraging people to opt out, encouraging people to build freedom cells. Oh, well, I got sponsorship from Bitcoin.com. Clearly, I'm just part of the control paradigm. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I don't want to make this video too much about those people. I just want to use them as an example that this is a common problem that I see in the conspiracy culture. Again, we know the predator class uses secret societies. We know they use symbols. We know that they also, you know, there's gematria. There's a lot of different kind of exploration and knowledge to be gained in the esoteric and the occult realm as far as understanding how they operate. But if you disempower yourself by claiming or believing that because they used some symbol one time back in the day or they used it in this particular way, then we can never use it again. I mean, how disempowering is that? How much of a victim stance is that? Like, when you say, like, if I was to say, well, they're using the circle now. They're starting to use the circle to indicate the Illuminati. It's not a triangle anymore. It's a circle. So I don't want to wear any shirts that have circle buttons in there. Anybody who has a circle in their logo, I don't trust them. Anybody who's wearing circles on their shirts, if their car's got circle bumper stickers, I mean, you could just see how insane this can get. Now, I'm not discouraging people from using critical. In fact, I'm encouraging critical thinking. I'm not saying don't question me, don't question anybody, because infiltrators absolutely happen. COINTELPRO absolutely happens. And there are people that are likely controlled opposition. I would include Alex Jones and some other people like that in that category. But I bet they're probably hiding themselves better than just using symbols. I mean, I think that they can hide better than that. This is interesting. A friend of mine brags about not eating pizza since Pizzagate. Yeah, don't ever eat pizza, because clearly pizza is just a code word for child porn and we should never eat that food again because then we're giving into their agenda. All right, I think I've made my point. I don't want to make this video too long. I just wanted to check in today, guys, and start this conversation. I really want to hear the comments from you guys. I'm going to check the comments on BitChute, on Facebook, on Library and Odyssey, on Float, and on Minds. and share your thoughts with me. Am I being silly here? Am I being dismissive? Because I gave these people a chance in this particular situation, an opportunity to communicate with me. And essentially, they believe that because some fourth industrial revolution organizations have used hexagons in their logo, because HSBC, like, she sent me 6 or 7 logos. Okay, that's interesting. But what does that have to do with me? And of course, because we just changed our logo, now they assume it's because, oh, they got caught. They're using hexagons and we caught them. So now they changed their logo. And it's just frustrating, guys, because I spend my day and night out here trying to dissect the propaganda from the state and put it into the form of articles, put it into the form of documentaries, put it into all the different things I do, put it into the Greater Reset activation, a 6-day event for free that you can watch online for free, not $1,000 or like some places are trying to charge, or $10. For free, that you can get around and sit on your ass and watch with your friends while we do all the work of organizing this, and take in a bunch of ideas that are going to be about individual liberty, bodily autonomy, freedom of choice. If you think that this is some Illuminati thing, I mean, you really are making things up or just seeing what you want to. I mean, I just hope that people really think about this deeper, that there are people out here who are trying to put out practical solutions, myself and many other people, many of the people speaking at the Greater Reset. And you know, we're doing this because I believe that this is the time. If we don't get organized now, guys, we don't have much time. I mean, this is it. So the people who are bitching and complaining that we're controlled opposition, or we're grifters, or we're making a bunch of money, I mean, you clearly don't know if you think we're making money off this. We're spending a lot of time and energy, and we're happy to do it if it means that we can continue to help people see what's really going on. I want to share this message before I sign off. I actually just got this message today, and I want you to hear this, especially those of you who think that I'm controlled opposition or this event's a sham or whatever you think. This is a message that just came in today from somebody. I am almost always an optimist. I have been rising above this fray for months, but this past week I hit a low of lows, and then I saw the Greater Reset. Thank you. That was it. It was just thank you. Thank you for doing something. Thank you for trying to promote solutions. We are 1 week away from the Greater Reset. If you are interested in that, then please go to thegreaterreset.com, learn more about it, thegreaterreset.org. And starting next Monday at 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, we'll be streaming 6 to 9:30 p.m. You can sit with yourself, you can get together with your family and friends and have a watch party. And then we added a bonus day on Sunday the 31st, including Foster Gamble, Will Tuttle, Christina Hildebrand, a lot of other interesting people. So check it out. Check it out on thegreaterreset.org if you want to find the solutions. And feel free to dissect and decipher our symbols all you want. But my suggestion to those of you who think that you're seeing demons and devils and pyramids and Illuminati behind every logo and every, you know, everything, is to slow down, take a breather, realize that not everybody is out to get you, that they are not in control of everything. You are giving them too much power if you think that every solution is already controlled, that they are behind everything. There's no way we can get away out of this. And if that's the mentality you want to live in, the world you want to manifest, you do that. The rest of us, we're going to manifest the Greater Reset. We're going to manifest the People's Reset. We're going to build something bigger than anything that has come before us, and build a world that respects individual liberty, bodily autonomy, freedom of choice, mutual aid, and mutual association, voluntarily coming together to build this. You do what you want. You decide what 2021 is going to be about for you. For us, it's going to be about building something better. Thank you guys for listening. Please leave your comments. Let me know what you think about symbols and the power of them, and whether or not I'm being too dismissive or if people are reading too much into these things. Thank you guys so much. Until next time. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
As we wake up to a new normal today, and life is slowly grinding to a halt,
now masks are becoming the new normal.
Americans are facing a new normal, one that may include losing their jobs, losing their income, and even losing their health insurance.
I don't think we get back to normal. I think we get back, or we get to a new normal.
It's time to reject the new normal.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
It's time to reject the Great Reset.
It's time to support the People's Reset.
It's time for the Greater Reset.
From January 25th to the 29th, journalists, activists, researchers, and advocates are hosting the Greater Reset Activation, a five-day event dedicated to offering an alternative to the World Economic Forum's top-down, centralized, authoritarian vision. Our desire is to help all people find community and liberty by providing practical steps and knowledge for co-creating a world that respects individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and choice.
The Greater Reset is the world's collective response to the World Economic Forum's initiative, The Great Reset. We invite you to join us for 5 days of discussion about the diverse opportunities available for those who seek to live in harmony with humanity and the planet, while respecting our innate freedom.
Each day is dedicated to a different domain and provides solutions to the WEF's vision. Day one is dedicated to the Agora and decentralized economics. Tuesday the 26th will focus on health and education. Day three will focus on nature, permaculture, and regenerative agriculture. Thursday the 28th will highlight the liberating side of digital technology, including encryption, blockchain, and decentralized autonomous organizations. On Friday, January 29th, we will end the event by showcasing examples of intentional communities, freedom cells, and community organizing.
Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear from some of the most powerful speakers in the world with a focus on solutions. We encourage everyone to organize local watch parties in your area using freedomcells.org. Also, find out more about the Greater Getaway in-person event in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Visit thegreaterreset.org for more information.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea.